Your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Daytime highs approaching 41 today under partly cloudy skies, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet tonight, lows dip down to about 11. Cloudy skies tomorrow, chance of snow, highs level off around 22. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. As 2021 wrapped up, the winter season has been different from normal expectations. Ryan Martin says when looking at the current weather patterns, it's getting harder to figure out what represents the typical weather.
It's been an above normal year for temperatures, winter so far for temperatures across most of the key growing areas of the country. Nobody has seen a prolonged cold snap that rivals anything that we should or even colder than we should see this time of year. So Eastern Corn Belt, Central Plains, Northern Plains, honestly, are seeing warmer than normal temperatures for the bulk of this late fall and early winter season.
Looking into spring, Martin says some of the challenges farmers saw during harvest may continue into the upcoming planting season.
My concern right now is that we see a planting season over a large part of the Corn Belt, like the way harvest wrapped up or strung out, I guess we should say, over the eastern half of the Corn Belt this past fall. You will move from eastern Illinois across Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio. Those guys just had all sorts of problems being able to get in and get things done. So I have a concern that we see planting get strung out, and that's for two reasons. I think we're looking at slightly cooler than normal temperatures in that late April, early May time frame. So that's not going to help our soil temperatures very much. And I'm also concerned about moisture. Overall, I think we're normal to maybe slightly below normal from June forward on precipitation, but I think we can be slightly above April and May. And I will tell you that the big thing this year is going to be wild swings and definitely some highly localized precipitation events.
Well, 2021 brought significant drought to farm country, and Martin says some of the soil is completely recharged while other areas still pretty short.
Soil profiles are fully recharged in the eastern half of the Corn Belt. However, you get back into the central part of the country. The Plains is working on some significant drought right now. We don't see that breaking anytime in the near future.
That's Ag Meteorologist Ryan Martin. It's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. In Riley County, a car briefly went airborne during a crash on a Kansas highway on Monday. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol crash log, at around 10:30 a.m. on January 3rd, a Hyundai Tucson was traveling southbound on K-177 when it drove into the ditch and went airborne. The Hyundai traveled for about 100 feet in the air before coming down and rolling end over end. The driver of the car, who is a 25-year-old male, was left with serious injuries and taken to the Manhattan Medical Center. He was wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks issue fish consumption advisories for 2022. Getting outside to catch and eat fish has some health benefits, but all fish contain some amount of mercury. To view the advisories online and for more information about KDHE's fish tissue containment monitoring program, go to kdhe.ks.gov. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Fox Kansas is excited about the growing sense of pride in our community. There's a renewed spirit in Wichita, and many local business owners are dedicated to its success. They continue to invest in our city so we can all see Wichita really thrive. So join us in saying thank you to these local business leaders. Summit Tech Home Improvement, CAO and Construction, Central Auto Repair and Electric, and Herb Snow and Son Appliance Center. Because with great neighbors and friends like these, we should all be Wichita proud.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
A Kansas man accused in the fatal Father's Day shooting of 47-year-old DeAndre Freeman of Wichita is expected in court Tuesday for a preliminary hearing. That's according to the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office. Jamal Campbell, 39, of Wichita, was charged with first-degree murder, aggravated battery, criminal possession of a weapon by a convicted felon, and gambling. Campbell turned himself into authorities, according to Officer Trevor Macy. He's being held on a $1 million bond. According to the U.S. Energy Information Administration and the Kansas Corporation Commission, the cost of gas across the nation is expected to rise by 30%, while energy costs are expected to be 6% higher. The Kansas Department of Children and Families, DCF, is ready to assist Kansans with the Low Income Energy Assistance Program. LIEAP provides an annual benefit to help qualifying households pay winter heating bills. For more information on this program, go to dcf.ks.gov. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The Nebraska State Patrol says a Grand Island man died in a New Year's Day crash just east of Kearney. The patrol says the crash was reported around 9 a.m. Saturday on a rural road. Investigators say a car driven by 22-year-old Jake Gillespie left the road and rolled several times, throwing Gillespie from the car. Gillespie was found dead at the scene. The patrol says the crash likely happened before snow and ice covered the region's roadways. The crash remains under investigation. Authorities have arrested a suspect in a deadly shooting in Nebraska City. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that the unidentified 22-year-old was booked into jail on suspicion of second-degree murder and use of a weapon to commit a felony. He was arrested a few blocks away from the apartment where officers discovered the victim dead Friday night. Police also recovered the weapon thought to have been used in the shooting. The name of the victim has not been released. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Tired of the radio hype guy emphasizing the too-good-to-be-true car payment? Then the talk-so-fast-you-can't-understand-him guy delivers the details about what you'll owe up front? At Midwest Kia, we continue to reimagine the way a car dealership should be, so we thought we'd start right here. And as part of our promise to provide a better way to buy in 2022, we're hyping the things that we can deliver on, like exceptional value, new car inventory arriving daily, transparent pricing, plus Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Now that's how a car dealership keeps it simple. And we're going to give the talk so fast you can't understand him guy some well-deserved time off. Midwest Kia. Simple, transparent, fast. A better way to buy. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com and you'll see why more people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Oh, well, that was easy. But what do we do with these last few seconds? Oh, wait. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week approved year-end transfers of unspent budgets with $300,000 from Road and Bridge to Special Machinery Funds, $250,000 from Road and Bridge to the Special Road and Bridge Fund, $200,000 from the Sheriff to be split among Capital Improvement and the Sheriff's Reserve Funds, $15,000 from Emergency Management to Emergency Management Capital Outlay, $4,000 from the Treasurer to Motor Vehicle Equipment, and $20,000 from the County Clerk to Ward Election Equipment Reserve Funds. The Board designated the annual $300,000 contribution from Marshall Wind Energy, with $285,000 toward Road and Bridge, with a balance split between Guitard and Rock Townships, as previously approved. Commissioners will meet Tuesday this week, with the courthouse closed yet Monday. Washington County Commissioners approved transfer of $40,000 from the General Fund of the Health Department after hearing a request from Director Tiffany Heyman that the budget would be $33,500 short for the year. She reported that 80% of insurance billings have been caught up so far. A request from the Road and Bridge Supervisor for transfer of $1 million in unused budget was taken under advisement. It was suggested $100,000 remaining year-end balance be transferred to the shop account, $410,000 to Special Machinery, and $500,000 to the Special Bridge Funds. No action was taken on the request, as commissioners noted a warning earlier this year from the auditor as to transferring large budget balances. Nemahal County Commissioners did not meet last week. Gage County Board of Supervisors passed a motion on a 4-3 vote adopting a resolution placing a moratorium on commercial solar permits until planning and zoning has the opportunity to review and update county regulations. Planning and Zoning Administrator Lisa Wagon spoke on solar energy and said they hope to have revisions complete in 6 months, depending on public input. Supervisor Lytle said he doesn't see the need for a moratorium. Supervisor Shuler stated he would like to see the county zone differently between the north versus south parts of the county. And Supervisor Haxby reminded the board landowners have the option to participate or not participate through an agreement with the developer. The motion carried 4-3 with Shuler, Tiemann, and Lytle voting no. Monty Merkel will be resigning the planning and zoning position at the end of the year. Discussion followed on specifications and availability of trucks, with supervisors asking how the county can accept a bid if a price is not firm. On a current bid with the delivery date undetermined, it was suggested having the highway superintendent review the bid and bring back a recommendation for approval or disapproval at the January 12th supervisors meeting. Extension board members terms were extended for Doris Martin, Suzanne Munn, Janice Dunce, Joanne Nima, Tom Pearson, Jody Starr. The Gage County Sheriff's Office is requesting public assistance locating Kyla Morris of Blue Springs. She was last seen in Blue Springs December 28th. If you know of her whereabouts recently, contact law enforcement. Information can be provided to the Gage County Crime Stoppers or Nebraska Crime Stoppers. Refer to the Gage County Sheriff's Office when providing information. The Gage County Sheriff's Office is in contact with the family in locating Kyla Morris of Blue Springs, last seen December 28. Josephine E. Josie Carey, age 72, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday at 1 at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore. Burial at the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 6. Friday after 9 a.m. at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Josie Carey.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Temperatures will continue to rise throughout the day today before cooling off overnight and into Wednesday. This evening, an upper-level low will start to bring some polar air down from Canada, which will bring cooler temperatures, higher winds, and even some snow showers. We will continue to stay fairly mild through the daylight hours, with highs ranging in the mid-30s to lower 40s throughout Iowa. Highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s throughout Nebraska. Extremely warm throughout Kansas, with highs ranging in the upper 40s and lower 60s. And the upper 30s and upper 40s throughout Missouri. As this low-pressure system starts to move through later this evening, we will start to see our winds pick up and our temperatures start to drop. A band of snow showers will start to move through Kansas and Nebraska later on Wednesday, with the greatest chance of accumulation being on the western side of Nebraska and Kansas. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early January 39, record high on this date 67. The average low 19 and the record low is 31 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:47, sunset this evening at 5:17.
The first work week of the year is underway, and we will get you up to speed with a January preview. That's next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 4th, the fourth day of the year. Elvis Presley made his first studio recording on this day in 1954. Remarkably, the Beatles had their final studio session on this day in 1970. Fitting events for January, which is named for Janus, the two-faced Roman god of beginnings and entrances. Here are a few more tidbits about our first month. January is the most popular month to begin a diet and to start a fitness club membership. It's the least popular month for weddings and the slowest month for lawn and garden chores. Mild weather, in fact, is usually regarded with suspicion among farmers and gardeners. One piece of lore says, if grass grows in January, it will grow badly the whole year. And that is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about this month online at almanac.com.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Quarterback Skylar Thompson will return from an ankle injury to start for Kansas State in the Texas Bowl tonight. LSU interim coach Brad Davis won't say who will start at quarterback for the Tigers. Miles Brennan is injured, and Max Johnson transferred to Texas A&M. Freshman Garrett Nussmeier was listed first on the depth chart, but it's unclear if he'll play because one more game will burn his redshirt year. Kickoff is set for 8 o'clock tonight from NRG Stadium in Houston, Texas. Kansas State is a 7-point favorite. The Chiefs lost in Cincinnati on a last-second field goal on Sunday that knocked Kansas City out of the number one seed in the AFC playoff race. There was plenty of blame to go around. The Chiefs allowed Joe Burrow to throw for 446 yards and four TDs, and Ja'Marr Chase had 11 catches for 266 yards and three of the scores. And both sides committed too many penalties in a loss that takes the chance to earn a first-round playoff bye out of the Chiefs' hands. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Number 6 Kansas opens up Big 12 play at Oklahoma State tonight. Tip from Gallagher-Iba Arena is set for 8 o'clock, and the game will be televised on ESPN2. Kansas has won 7 consecutive games after its 76-67 win versus George Mason on January 1st. Oklahoma State last played December 18th, falling to number 12 Houston, 72-61. Since that contest, OSU has had 2 games canceled or postponed due to COVID-19 protocol in the OSU program. The Texas Longhorns and Kansas State Wildcats meet Tuesday in college basketball action at Bramlage Coliseum. The Longhorns look to build on their 5-game winning streak. The K-State Wildcats look for a win after winning 6 of their last 8 games. The Longhorns are averaging 72.5 points a game on 47% shooting. The Wildcats, on the other hand, are averaging 70.8 points on 44% shooting. Game time from Bramlage Coliseum tonight, 6 o'clock. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansas State, LSU. It's the Texas Bowl.
Fake to the back. Thompson wants to throw. Terrific protection. Firing deep out there for Phillip Brooks. He's got a touchdown.
Live from NRG Stadium in Houston, Texas. Join us Tuesday. Our coverage begins at 6.
Play fake. Thompson wants to throw. Gets some pressure. Lobs it ahead for Deuce. He's got it at the goal line. Touchdown.
On your home for Wildcat football, the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Wyatt Thompson, proud to bring the Kansas State Wildcats live to you on KNDY.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
Tuesday night tip-offs in high school basketball. Valley Heights entertains Washington County. Frankfort travels to Donovan West. Axtell's at Onega. Hanover entertains Lynn. Centralia hosts to Wetmore. Diller Odell home to Exeter Milligan, and Southern entertains Freeman. Kansas State, Texas Bowl, 6 o'clock pregame tonight, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Kansas Jayhawks, 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock tip-off, live on FM 95.5.
Give your lawn a break this winter. Adjust your lawn care practices and use with the change in seasons. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Limit activity on dormant lawns. Overuse can weaken the grass and create bare spots. Even those in mild regions where the grass is still green need to limit activity when a sudden drop in temperatures occur. If the lawn suddenly goes from growing to frozen, lots of concentrated activity can kill plants, resulting in bare spots. Those dealing with snow should always shovel first before applying de-icing salt. Less salt-laden snow will end up on the lawn and in the planting beds. This also means less plant damage and less money spent on de-icing compounds. Put away the fertilizer. No need to feed grass that's not growing. And if the ground is frozen, the fertilizer will wash off the lawn and pollute our waterways. And skip the weed killers when the lawn is dormant. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Lots of people come to Eureka Springs, Arkansas every year to enjoy the Ozark setting and attractions. One of the places that some might see is a farm of sorts that may seem out of place. Rather than raising cattle, hogs, or chickens, this farm is home to tigers, lions, bears, and more. Its mission is one that is of critical importance these days. And it's our story for this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Many people have seen or heard the series Tiger King that shares the working of a tiger operation where people can see and hold cubs. But there's often a dark side, as that series shows, to such places.
A lot of these cubs that you might have taken photos of or seen opportunities to take photos of, they usually don't live to be even 2 years old.
Miranda Smith's family owns Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge. Their sole mission is to rescue the many big cats and bears that cannot be cared for. But several operations breed tigers as quickly as possible because they need a constant supply of young cats for pictures and then have no use for them as they grow older. Part of Miranda's work is to educate the public.
Any animal facility can have the word sanctuary in their name, and they might not be a true sanctuary. If you see facilities out there doing close encounters or cub petting or photo opportunities with their animals, especially if they're predators, that's not a true sanctuary.
You can see this sanctuary. The experience would be similar to a zoo. But you also learned about the rescue missions they have.
We don't want to be a drop-off place for these big cats. Our main goal is to put ourselves out of business and solve this problem that we're battling every single day in this country.
The refuge is comprised of 460 acres. As a nonprofit, they rely on the generosity of others to fulfill their work.
It takes about $10,000 a year to care for one big cat, for food costs and the daily care that goes into each and every animal here.
It's a mission not for the faint of heart, but a critical job that Miranda has been a part of for all of her life here at the refuge. Traveling the countryside in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
And bringing home wild game for the table is a real treat. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Good tasting meat depends on how the animal is handled the instant it's harvested, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
My son is a deer hunter, and we have lots of venison in the freezer. My favorite way to cook deer steak is to marinate it in Italian dressing and then grill it for just a few minutes on each side. Chris Hull is an avid sportsman and a communications specialist with South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks. He says the key to great-tasting game is how the animal is handled immediately after it's harvested. It's also one of the biggest mistakes that hunters make.
Whether it's a deer or an antelope or even a goose or a pheasant, there are times when we're hunting and it can be warm. And it's critical that you get those nasty bits out of them as soon as you can. I know when we're antelope hunting and it's warm, if anybody in the camp shoots an antelope, everything stops. And we all go to work to make sure that we get that hide off and we get the guts out of there, because that's really what can affect the taste of the meat and really spoil it in some cases.
Getting the meat cooled down as soon as possible is also important for quality. Some animals have a gamey or strong flavor to them. Most often that comes from improper care after the harvest, but it's also related to the animal's diet. The meat of a deer that eats acorns and pine needles will taste different from a deer that eats corn. There are many ways to prepare wild game, but Hull says the longer you cook it, the more dried out it gets, which can exacerbate the gamey flavor.
With deer, like with loins or backstraps, get it to medium on high heat. There are always some worries about wild game and making sure it's done enough, but there's a line there where it's done way too much. And you experiment with certain things on how to cook it, but typically it's high heat for short amounts of time.
Find more tips and recipes for cooking wild game at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Prairie View Industries wants the United States wounded and disabled veterans to know how much they are appreciated for putting their lives on the line for this great nation. Take the time to let them know their sacrifices will always be remembered. Prairie View Industries in Fairbury, breaking down barriers with our access ramps.
After a record-breaking year for U.S. ag exports, can it get even better? Find out today on Farm to Fork. I speak from experience when I say that the right tools help keep a farm, a ranch, or a household running smoothly. The folks at Gempler's know that too. It's why they carry the tool brands you trust to help you work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. It's Gempler's specialty. Family-owned and independent, just like their customers. Just like you. More than 30,000 problem-solving tools and gear in stock. Shop Gemplers.com today and avoid downtime tomorrow.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
It's time to secure free trade agreements with some important trading prospects around the world. That from Manuel Sanchez, who serves as the China director for the U.S. Grains Council.
These aren't just individual markets that are currently buying and importing agricultural commodities. These markets collectively also form part of our top 10 markets for U.S. ag exports. So they're valuable markets for us. And without an FTA, we're going to be struggling to capture some of that market share.
Sanchez was part of a recent virtual panel on U.S. ag trade competitiveness sponsored by Farmers for Free Trade. He notes that the U.S. has opted out of some important trade pacts with key countries in Southeast Asia and elsewhere. Vietnam, for example.
Just in the last 30 days, we lobbied and worked really hard to bring down the import duties for U.S. corn in particular, which were at 5%. We brought them down to 2%. But even 2% isn't acceptable. We want to see import duties there at 0%, so we could have a level playing field with other origins. And an FTA in a country like Vietnam will do wonders for U.S. ag, not only today, but also for the future as we see the growth in this market continue.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
There will be a land auction, 468 acres in southeast Nebraska in Pawnee County, to be sold in three tracts for the Margaret Bookwalter Family Trust on Saturday, January 15th, sale time 10 a.m. in Pawnee City. Tract 1 is a quarter section, 6 miles north and a mile west of Summerfield, and includes 36 acres in row crop, 58 acres warm season grass, 35 acres pasture, and 16 acres CRP. Tract 2 is a short quarter 3 miles north of Summerfield on Highway 99 and consists of 151 acres grass with 5-strand barbed wire fence. Finally, Tract 3 is another short quarter 3 miles north of Summerfield on 99 and a mile and a half west on Highway 8. This features 116 acres in row crop with a balance of 35 acres in a watershed. The property includes a building site with an older pole shed and smaller storage sheds. The farm is terraced and boasts a high percentage of Wymore soil. For inspection or details, contact Mark Easter with Easter & Associates at Syracuse. Sale bill and particulars online at goeaster.com. Sale date Saturday, January 15th, 10 a.m. at the Pawnee City United Methodist Church, State Highway 50 and 9th Street. Again, contact Easter & Associates or go online at goeaster.com.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, a solid weed management program is essential for farm productivity and profitability. For 4 years in a row now, more farmers relied on Roundup Ready extended crop system than any other weed control options. As Brandy Cullen, the soy traits marketing manager for Bayer, talks about why farmers continue to choose the Roundup Ready system.
For the fourth year in a row, it is the number one soybean system planted by farmers. And to me, that's a high testament to the excellent results they're getting year after year. The high yield potential farmers saw in 2021 with the Roundup Ready Extend crop system are the results of 25 years of innovation supported by the largest research and development pipeline in the industry here at Bayer. This year, in farmer-managed herbicide system trials, when using ExtendFlex soybeans as part of the Roundup Ready Extend crop system, farmers saw a 67.1 bushel an acre advantage in yield for ExtendFlex, and that's up from last year, which was 61.3 bushel an acre.
She goes on to say the farmers planted ExtendFlex soybeans in more than 15 million acres for 2021 and talks about why farmers have so much confidence in the weed control system.
When Bayer releases a trait, farmers can be confident that it's the best that's available in genetics from Bayer's large germplasm library. Traits are also extensively field tested for yield and performance. And we're hearing great things about the yields from ExtendFlex soybeans. That's a true testament to the power of Bayer's research and development pipeline. Before an ExtendFlex soybean product is ready for the field, the genetics are developed through a multi-year process. Roughly one gene out of tens of thousands make it to the last step, which is on-farm trials.
You can find more information online at systemofchoice.com. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Cattle producers, you know that once a calf is on the ground, your work doesn't stop there. Cold stress can affect how well colostrum absorbs to dry off and warm them up with a calf warmer from Valley Vet Supply. And it's always a good idea to have a package of Calf's Choice Colostrum on hand in case you need it. Visit Valley Vet Supply just off the Pony Express Highway in Marysville, Kansas. Order online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. As some areas of the southern and central plains have seen no or little precipitation since mid-October, impacts on crops, pastures, and rangelands continue to grow more adverse. Rod Bain with more.
The mention of extreme weather for this last week of 2021 should also include continuing dryness in parts of the central and southern plains. As USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey notes,
the central and southern Great Plains remain critically dry, and especially since the big mid-December dust storm.
Very little precipitation in some areas since mid-October. Rippey says this raises concerns about winter wheat.
Left winter wheat in pretty rough shape heading into the middle of the cold season. It's not too late to revive that crop, but certainly winter wheat stands are very uneven.
As well as pasture and rangeland conditions, primarily brown and unhealthy. In addition,
that has led to a number of flash fires. Even on December 27th, we saw a grass fire near Denver burning about 150 acres. It is happening this year due to the dryness and the cured vegetation, the low humidity levels, and the gusty winds that continue across the central and southern Great Plains.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Speaking of forecasts, Matt McLaughlin, who is an economist at USDA, has some early forecast numbers for food prices for 2022 from USDA.
For now, we are
forecasting that prices for all food will increase between 2 and 3%, and that food away from home prices will increase 3 to 4%. That's slightly above their historical average of about 2.8%. And that food at home will increase somewhere between 1.5 and 2.5%, centered on its historical average of 2%.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Go full speed ahead. Valley Technologies wishes you a happy new year. If your family received new internet-connected devices as holiday gifts, such as tablets, laptops, and smartphones, you may need a new internet plan as well. Upgrading to faster internet will enable you to use many devices simultaneously without experiencing slowdowns or buffering. Call 877-876-1228 to start the new year with new internet. Service availability and speed depend on location.
Farmland prices and sales were robust in 2021. Will the trend continue this year? Here's a prediction on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Sales slowed down early in the pandemic, but they're roaring back. Farmland values surged in the third quarter of 2021, according to Federal Reserve surveys of agricultural credit conditions. The value of non-irrigated cropland increased by 12% or more in all participating districts, and nearly all states saw an increase in farm real estate value. Randy Dickhoot is the Senior Vice President of Real Estate Operations with Farmers National Company. He says land auction and sale activity this past fall was above what it has been over the past few years.
Because part of that selling this past 6 months was prompted by potential tax law changes, estate tax changes, where people were trying to get ahead of some of that. So that prompted some extra sales on the market. Besides the higher prices, brought that family group, the recent inheritors, the estates and trusts to sell land.
As we begin 2022, he predicts activity will slow down a bit. But going forward, farmer demand will be one of the underlying factors.
That's going to hinge on what are commodity prices, the rising input costs, how will their net bottom line look and their optimism. But I think land prices will be steady to firm, maybe up a little bit more in some areas. We'll be watching, you know, interest rates, inflation, supply and demand. Any of those factors start changing or some unknown world event could affect the land market further into 22.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the latest farmland sale trends at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Tuesday today. Market wrapping up here in just a little bit. Some decent numbers still in the grain market. Relatively mixed in the livestock. Mostly lower there as we go through the day right now. We see corn still trending higher. Soybeans also working their way further into the green as the day goes along. March corn is up 18 and three quarters right now at 6.08 even. Kansas City wheat is up by 9 cents currently, sitting at $8 even a bushel with a half a cent. Over in the bean market, January beans are up 31 and a half as they continue to move in that positive direction, up 13.75.5. The meal for January right now is unchanged, sitting at 423.90. They started off in the red and been kind of bouncing back and forth. Later futures are in the green with March meal up by 420 at 415.5. Soybean oil continues to move upward as well, with January up $1.82 at 58.03. Cotton market still relatively strong today. Not a whole lot of movement. It moved up and has been sitting there. Haven't seen a movement for a while, as March cotton's up $3.72 at 116 at 95. We have the canola up 27 and 20 cents at 10.40 even for the January. And the oats market still positive there as well, up 8.25 at 6.89. Livestock market still mostly lower right now as we go through the day. Lean hogs see a little bit of green popping up in the later futures right now, as we see the lean hogs for February down 27 cents at 80.85. April up by 3/4 right now at 87.40. And the livestock market still mostly lower here as they try to balance themselves out. February live cattle down by 92 cents at 138 even. Feeder cattle down by $2.87 at 163.37. In the U.S. dollar index today, 2 days in a row, we're seeing some positive numbers here. March index is up by 2 pennies currently at 96.23. We have the 30-year bonds down by a point at 156, and 10-year notes down just a hair, sitting at 129. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, going through a Tuesday afternoon.
At Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy to buy a trailer.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're gonna show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the right trailer at the right price, come on down to Horse Trailer Sales in Biola. They're making it easy to buy a trailer. Horse trailers, travel equipment, hitches, new and used trailers, and a whole lot more. Not only will you find selection, you'll find Horse Trailer Sales experience saves you more, and their service is the best. Horse Trailer Sales, a friendly and helpful staff of professionals who'll see to it that you get what you want at a price that you can afford, because they make it easy.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Call 545-7292.
KNDY. all-time legends of country music. From KNDY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.